Okay, so we'll start Parshas B'Shalach. In Parshas Kisetze, the Torah writes, Loi tesayiv adoimi, don't like despise, reject a ger of adoimi, ki achichohu, because he is your brother. Loi tesayiv mitzri, don't despise or reject a ger mitzri, ki ger yisa bi'artzai, because you were ger in his land. And the Torah says that for a mitzri and an adoimi, bonim ashi yivoldu lahem, dor shlishi, children that you have, the third generation, Yavoi lahem bekal Hashem. They should come into Kal Hashem. Okay, so the Torah says in Parshas Kisetze that Amoy Nemayav, they are rejected from Klal Yisrael forever. So that means even if they become a ger, they can never marry a Bas Yisrael. But Mitzri, Daimi and a Mitzri, they could become a ger. They can't marry a Bas Yisrael. Their children can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael, but their grandchildren, Dor Shlishi, could come into Kal Hashem. That's what the Torah says. And the Torah says, Ki ger ha-yisa bi'arzi, because you were ger in their land. Which is very, very strange, right? It's like saying we should give reward to the people in Auschwitz because Lamaisa, they gave us some potatoes and they gave us a bed at night. I mean, so that's how do you understand this at all? We're giving reward to the Mitzriim because we were ger in their land. Okay, so Rashi says, Loi tesayiv mitzri mikol v'chol. Don't, in other words, they're going to be rejected. There's a ban on them for a couple of generations, but not forever. Now, why is there a ban on them? Because they did throw our children into the Nile. Now, why aren't they banned forever? Because they were an achsanya b'shasadchak. Okay? The Ramban elucidates this a little bit more. I'm going to read the Ramban. V'chein ha-mitzriyim herchitum shleishadars. Ramban adds, also you can take a look at the Das Dekenim of Bali Taisis on Pashuk Yisaytzei, a similar idea, but Ramban writes, V'chein ha-mitzriyim herchitum shleishadars b'nei rish'am, because of the wickedness, asher ase imonu right. So they were banned, they had to be banned, it had to be a punishment for what they did to us. They did ra'is rabbis v'tzaris. They were very, very cruel to us. They threw our children into the Nile. Pari himself, Rashi says, Yochem El Chodesh, that he bathed himself in the blood of baby children. They did terrible. They overworked us. But you don't reject them forever. Because we were gerim in the lands. We were saved during the famine of Yosef. The Ramban explains like this. The Ramban is understanding that yes, during the duration, the 210 years, most of the 210 years they were cruel to us and they deserve to be punished. But because in the beginning of the exile, when we first went down to Mitzrayim, they were kind to us, they brought us down, they may have done it out of the respect of Yaakovinu, and they allowed Yosef to be a king, so they get rewarded for that, and the reward is forever. That forever and ever, they're enshrined in the Torah, and two generations, they're banned, but the third generation, they could come in. There's actually a Gemara in Brachas, which seems to support this pshat. The Gemara says that after, at the end of Bayi Sheni, there was a general, Vespasian, and Rabbi Yechon met him, and he asked Rabbi Yechon, ask for anything, and Rabbi Yechon says, save Yavne v'chachomel. So there was yeshiva in Yavne. When people with darshan in Yavne, first of all, the yeshiva was called Kerem b'Yavne. Rashi explains it was like a vineyard, that there were benches of Tamidim set up like a vineyard, and people would come and they would Darshan b'chvoid achsanya. They explain it in Brachas and Rav Samach Gimel that there were a lot of bachrim, a lot of people coming to the yeshiva, and they wanted to give kavod to the bachrim. You know, people have a tendency, a lot of yeshiva bachrim show up and you look down at them. So they didn't want that. So they gave kavod to the people that are hosting these yeshiva bachrim, these bachrim. So, anyways, it says like this: Pasuk Rabbi Yosi b'chved achsanya v'darsh loy tesav v'demi keachlichu loy tesav mitzvi kigei yebarzei v'ad loy dvarim kavachomer ma mitzriim shloy kirvu es yisrael el tzorich atzman. The mitzriim only brought us close for their own bias needs. Pari wanted Yaakov and his children to come because he had a benefit. Certainly, if you bring a tamachachem into your house and you give him to eat and to drink and you do it sincerely, for sure you're going to get a schar. But clearly, we see that Mitzriim get a big covet, they get a big reward for hosting us initially. So at the end of the duration of the galus, they get punished. But because initially they were kind to us, they can get a schar. So that's why when someone converts, an Egyptian convert, it's not so relevant these days, because these days, the Mitzrayim of these days are not the Mitzrayim of old, but let's understand the idea. The Mitzrayim, at the time of Tyrol Chalapachas, hundreds and hundreds of years afterwards, they do get punished because of the way they treated us. But definitely they get schar because initially they were kind to us. You have another pshat in the chinuch. Why is it that they get rewarded? The chinuch says you can't hold them so accountable. Tremendous idea in the chinuch, because the ma'aser there was a gzeira that Klai Yisrael should be in Mitzrayim. So definitely they crossed the line. They weren't fair to us and they overworked us. But we don't reject them forever. The chinuch says because there was by the bris bein abesarim is gzeira from Hashem that Klai Yisrael is going to be in Mitzrayim. Those are the two pshatim we shayna. So this year I saw a new pshat in the medrash. Why Mitzrayim again? So the question is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Mitzrayim aren't rejected forever for marrying into Klai Yisrael because we were their guests in their land. And Avi's Kash is, so what? They mistreated us, they abused us terribly. Okay, so the Ramban says, but initially they didn't. The Chinuch says, but it was predetermined that we were going to be down there. There's a new pshat in this week's parsha, and I want to bring out a tremendous insight. Okay, I'm going to read you a medrash on this week's parsha. V'hi b'shalach parisam. B'shalach. Zok the medrash, it's a mechilta. Shiluach hazeh levoya. When you send somebody, it means you escorted him. Kama da'at amar, v'avram ha'ilich imam l'shalcham. B'sadayim, it says Avram escorted the malachim to Sadayim. Avram ha'ilich imam l'shalcham. V'chein u'aym v'yishachem yisrik v'yileichu. V'lama pasach kasa b'lashon zeh. What's the Torah emphasizing here? Ha'pesha amar, the mouth, Pari's mouth that said, lo yashalech, chazav yami. He retracted here, anoichi ashalech eschem. Umas charei, you know Pari's schar for doing that? Loi tesayv mitzri, because he ger ha'yisa be'artzai. So Pari, because he escorted us out, therefore he gets a tremendous schar. Again, this schar is not just a simple schar. This is schar forever and ever. He's enshrined in the Torah. And forever a mitzri, a descendant of a mitzri, could join the fold of Klai Yisrael. So again, it needs to be understood better. Pari didn't send us out willingly. He didn't want to send us out. In fact, Rashi Al-Tayr says in the next parsha, he himself was a Bechar, and he was getting nervous that he's going to die. And the Medrash says that a civil war broke out in Mitzrayim, because all the Becharim said, get these Jews out of here. Everyone's dying. Hey, Bais HaShem Yishon Meis. Literally a civil war broke out in Klai Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, excuse me. So what's he getting the schar for? Okay, so I want to tell you something over a tzushta from Rabbi Elul Lapian in the Sefer Levi Leo. He says a tremendous idea. So just Gemara and Saita. You have a woman. If a woman commits adultery, she's also to her husband. Let's say, so you have this situation. A lady is acting improper, and her husband specifically says, don't go into seclusion with a person. Okay, so you should cite a woman that goes into seclusion with a man, she's violating a seicha, but she doesn't come asr to husband. But over here, the husband forewarned her, don't go into seclusion with a person, with a man, and she does. Okay, so now what's her status? Now there's a good chance that she committed adultery, because after Kini and Stira, in front of Edom, right, you said don't go in Yichud with Pliny, and she went into Yichud with Pliny. There's a good chance committed adultery. We don't know what to do with her, so you have to take it to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to drink the Saita waters. Okay, so this is some kind of Rishanta. She's committing from the most severe Isurim in the Torah. And what happens? We take it to the Beis Hamikdash. She drinks. If she committed Zonos, she will die on the spot, a horrible, gruesome death. But if not, the Torah says, V'nixa, she's cleared. V'nizra, Zara, she will have children. Rabbi Kiva says, she was married for many years, she never had children. Suddenly, she didn't be blessed with a family. A tremendous bracha, givaldi gebracha. And it needs to be understood, what in the world did she deserve? Granted, she didn't commit adultery, but she's a great, tremendous Rishanta. How do we understand this? So Rabbi Lapian says, the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's method of schar and einish is not like the way we humans look at things. Us humans, we paint things very, very black and white. Where you see a bad person, he's bad. We see a good person, he's good. We have very little gray areas in the way we want to give Schar Neinish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. You have this woman. She's a Rishanta. Her moral compass is completely off. She went into a room with another man. But you know something? While she was in that room, most people would have waved the flag and just given in. She made herself a red line. That she's not doing. That Aveir she's not doing. And for that, she gets a tremendous schar. Yes, will she get punished for what she did? Of course she'll get punished for what you did. A woman, even if you're not a Saita, even if you're not a Saita Vade, you certainly did something improper. But the fact that you were in the situation and you held up and you controlled yourself, that gives you tremendous schar. And that's the idea with Pari. Pari, of course he was going to send him free. He had no choice. That wasn't his point of Bechira. What was his point of Bechira? How he's going to send them away? Is he going to send them away with curses and curses and clawless? And or that was point of Bechira. I'm going to send you off with the royal escort. Oh, for that you're going to get tremendous char. There's a very beautiful story. They say Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Meir Berdichev. So there was a wagon driver, a very coarse individual, a wagon driver, and he was during davening. And during davening, the guy was wearing talis and tefillin. He takes out a tub of lard and scoops his hand in it and starts smearing the wheels of his wagon. So someone went over to Rabbi Yitzchak, look at that guy, it's disgusting. While he's wearing towels and tefillin, he's smearing, he's greasing his wagon. And Rabbi Yitzchak looked up to Shemayim and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, even when someone is greasing his wagon, he's finding time to put on his towels and tefillin. And I think that's the idea. I think that's really the central idea over here. That even Paroi, Russia, being forced to Jeddu, but he, for one second, he found something good in his heart to send him right. For that, he's going to get schar, not just schar, tremendous schar. So many times we see kids coming into shul. You ever see them? The kids, like off the derech kids, they have a terrible haircut, and they're wearing two nose rings, and they look terrible. They're wearing a t-shirt that I saw a kid with a t-shirt, terrible preachers on the t-shirt. Oy, gefelich, what a bum, get him out of here. You know, maybe if I was in that massive, I wouldn't be coming to shul. There's something positive to find when a person's in a bad massive, even when he's in a bad massive, to find some positive, and for that positive, we can't even imagine what the schar is going to be. Yeah.